This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue the study in which we've been engaged for the past several days of gamblers in nothing but religion. Now, by that I mean in ordinary affairs of life, and such as buying homes and automobiles and putting money in the bank and buying hamburger in the grocery store, we all demand titles or receipts. We demand that something be weighed. We try to be just as sure as we can that we're really getting what we ought to be getting. But many people, as regards the most important thing of all, the salvation of their souls, become gamblers. And by that I mean they will gamble that what somebody merely tells them is the truth. They will not check up and see for themselves. When they buy a home, they want to read the fine print. They want a lawyer to look it over and say, for sure, this is really what you're getting. You are getting title to this house. But when it comes to the matter of their soul, they do not even take their Bible and check up and see. I have already pointed out that many people who will gamble in nothing else will gamble that they can be saved merely by being religious or merely by being sincere or by simply living a good moral life. But we have pointed out that the Bible plainly teaches that all of those ideas are false. Now let us continue our study today. There are those who will gamble in nothing, especially not in buying a house or an automobile, but who will gamble in the matter of their soul that they can be saved by faith alone. But all the while, the Bible plainly teaches that this is not the case. For instance, there is a plain and simple statement found in James chapter 2, verse 24, which says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Now, friends, how could God have made it any more clear for us? "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Then in verse 26 of that same chapter it says, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead." Now we all know that a body which is dead cannot save anybody. It is powerless, inoperative, unable to accomplish a single thing. And just so it is that faith, until it leads to acts of obedience, cannot save either. Notice carefully the words in John chapter 8, beginning with verse 30, on through verse 44. I won't take the time to read all of that, but I do want to point out to you some of the things in this particular section. And I would urge you to take your own Bible and read and see for yourself. In verse 30 of chapter 8 of the book of John, we find these words, "As he spake these things, many believed on him. Jesus therefore said to those Jews that had believed him." Now note, he is speaking to Jews. He's speaking to Jews who are believers on him. And continuing right in that same conversation, we find down in verse 44, Jesus saying to those people who were believers, "You're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father, it is your will to do." Now this makes clear that from the lips of Jesus himself, we have the proof that a man can be a believer in Christ and yet still be a child of the devil. Now, the reason for this is he's not yet in Christ. Merely believing does not bring us into Christ. Merely believing is a dead faith, and it takes a living, active, obedient faith to bring us into Christ. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, we find Paul saying, "So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." That is, by means of the faith, the gospel, one becomes a son of God. But where does one become a son of God? In Christ. It is therefore clear that so long as one remains out of Christ, he remains a son or child of the devil. Since one becomes a son of God in Christ, the all-important question is, how does one get into Christ? And the very next verse tells us, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." And so, while many people will not gamble anything except their soul, they will gamble that they can be saved by faith alone, whereas the Bible teaches that it's altogether possible to be a believer in Christ and yet still be a child of the devil. Read your Bible and see for yourself.